I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's plan to legalize recreational cannabis is getting legislative pushback. Dave McKinney has more.
Over the weekend, Pritzker laid out a sprawling plan to legalize recreational marijuana use in Illinois. He wants lawmakers to approve it by the end of the month. But one leading critic went before reporters Monday and vowed to fight. Des Plaines Democratic State Representative Martin Moylan worries that readily accessible pot will worsen drug addiction rates, especially among the young.
Well, I can't support anything that legalizes recreational marijuana. Nope, no. I'm not going to do this to our children and grandchildren and young adults.
A Moylan resolution to slow down the legalization process has 60 backers, including himself. That's a majority in the Illinois House. Moylan says some of those may peel away, but predicts others would replace them. This is Dave McKinney.
A study shows low-income students who receive guaranteed financial assistance at the University of Illinois are more likely to graduate within 5 years. That's compared to students from similar backgrounds who don't receive iPromise loan replacement grants. The iPromise program was established in 2005. The grants are in addition to any other financial aid a qualifying student may receive. Susan Gershenfeld led the research as part of her doctoral program at U of I.
You know, universities, I think, can be rest assured with this evidence that not only does it meet their mission of providing access and opportunity for all, but it has a positive impact.
The researchers found more than 76% of iPromise recipients graduated within 5 years, compared to about 67% of low-income students who did not receive the grants. Gershenfeld called the findings statistically significant. The Mississippi River and its tributaries were receding in many flood-ravaged communities yesterday, but concerns remain high because heavy rain is possible over the next few days. The Mississippi's levels slowly fell north of St. Louis after they reached record or near-record highs in many communities. Officials blamed 4 deaths last week on the flooding, which forced hundreds of people in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri from their homes. A National Weather Service hydrologist warned there is nowhere for additional rain to go. The new rain also will keep the Mississippi River at major flood stage for even longer in many places, putting additional pressure on already stressed levees. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois Board of Higher Education has approved 5 more schools as a part of the academic reorganization at SIU Carbondale. Interim Chancellor John Dunn says they include the School of Agricultural Sciences, School of Analytics, Finance and Economics, School of Human Science, and School of Education and School of Management and Marketing. Those 5 schools represent the second phase of reorganization, which with an anticipated launch date of January 1st, 2020. Dunn announced the first phase of 7 new schools back in March. They include the School of Biological Sciences, School of Applied Engineering and Technology, School of Earth Systems and Sustainability, School of Health Sciences, the School of Justice and Public Safety, School of Psychological and Behavioral Sciences, and the School of Computing. The plan to launch those schools is July 1st of this year. You can learn more at our website, WSIUnews.org. The longtime CEO of Illinois Eastern Community Colleges says he's stepping aside. Terry Bruce says he'll retire at the end of June. He served as the head of the 4-college system since March of 1996. The IECC is made up of Frontier College in Fairfield, Lincoln Trail College in Robinson, Olney Central College, and Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. Bruce also served as a state senator and U.S. congressman in eastern Illinois. He served 14 years in the Illinois General Assembly and 8 years in Washington before taking the IECC job. And Illinois' new recreational marijuana proposal reflects some lessons learned in other states. State Senator Heather Staines says the plan is the result of many months of hearings, and she hopes it moves forward.